Welcome to the Morning After Show in a nice, beautiful, rainy Vancouver way. We'd like to say welcome, everyone, and welcome to the Morning After Show. That was a little repetitive, but that's okay. We're having a lot of fun today. We have a great band coming into studio to listen or to do an interview, possibly play a couple live tracks. As well, we have Oswaldo all the way down in England. So he's going to be calling in a little bit, and he's going to talk to us about his adventures over there, which is really, really exciting. And on top of it all, Oswaldo, he found a few tracks that he wanted us to play today. So we're going to do that. Unfortunately, our friend David Chapa is not going to be with us today. He's a little bit under the weather. But that's okay, because he sent a couple tracks to us as well that he would like to hear being played. So we have a nice international mix of music that's going to be happening today. Of course, like always, my name is Jordan Van Music Gray, and with me is John Prentice. How are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing really well, Jordan. Thank you very much. It's our second show together, and pretty excited.
I'm excited, too. I couldn't sleep all that well last night.
Really?
A lot of stuff was going through my head. I don't know. I went to bed at, like, 2, got up at 6.
It was fun.
Good times.
Well, you look pretty bright and chipper today.
Well, that's good. I was like, well, the only thing saving me today is the radio, so I kind of got a radio face, but I appreciate that. Thanks a lot, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, there's always a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. You know, just with us, we have this radio show going on, but John Prentice here also help out on Sundays down at another show. With
Radio Alicia.
Yeah, Radio Alicia and Yuka Stereo. So.
Yeah, that was really an awesome show on Sunday. I had a guest, The Godspot. We're in studio playing a few of the original music.
Oh, right.
And then
in
the evening, we went down to the Kremlin down on East Hastings Street. It's an undisclosed location. And yeah, they...
So you're not going to tell us where it is?
Yeah, it's just 855 East Hastings. And yeah, there was like four bands. I'm going to be playing some music from a band came up from Portland called Cat Hawk. And it's a female singer, a very beautiful kind of psychedelic kind of music they play.
Right on.
And there was two other bands, well, The Godspot. They're a psychedelic shoegaze kind of band. And then Soft Haze, I didn't hear them because I had to leave. And then the Cat Hawk, so I'll give you some samples of Cat Hawk because I just warmed up to their music.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I know a lot of times when you're going to shows, you document a lot of it. You take a lot of pictures, a lot of video. Did you have your camera there, or was this kind of a show that you were there to strictly enjoy?
Oh,
and
yes, I did have my camera there because I'd done quite a few helping out The Godspot a lot.
Yeah,
and
of course.
The last show I was at with them, my camera battery died. So since then, I bought a new camera battery. And I felt kind of bad. I owe them because, like, you know, I didn't document their entire show last time. So, yeah, this time it was very successful and I'm happy to do that for them and other bands.
That's awesome. Yeah. The dying of the battery seems to be everywhere now. You know, you get these new cell phones and the battery dies before the phone does. And, you know, it's sometimes gets that way when you're operating equipment as well. I remember a few years ago, Oswaldo and myself, we were doing a show down at the Waldorf on East Hastings there, and I was there and I was documenting the whole night, but I forgot to bring my charger with me, and that was a stressful little bit, but it all worked out and I was able to get my camera. With anything that you for Van Music, we do a lot of videotaping and stuff like that, so you can more than welcome to check out on YouTube. It's youtube.com/MrVanMusic, I believe. There's well over 500 archived videos on there as well. You can always check out vanmusic.ca for a lot of the write-ups, the feelings, the pictures, all those types of stuff. For John, where do you upload all of your stuff? I know you do a lot with Van Music, but you also do a lot on your own as well.
Yeah, my music site up on YouTube is John in the Light Music.
Mm-hmm.
And I do direct people to Van Music too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
In my description, because I like to, you know, that's it's a great other avenue, other people.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're a community,
yeah,
right?
That's really, right?
We
yeah.
always have to help each other out, yeah. you know? I know I've been interviewed a lot with Van Music, and people always go, who's your biggest competitor? And I go, I don't have any competitors.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here to work with everyone and
yeah.
help them out. And,
that's true. That's
you know,
my mentality. Van
Music's helped me out. Mm-hmm. It's helped out bands. It's helped out people individually. And mm-hmm. that's what Van Music mm-hmm. was created for,
yeah.
was to bring this community together and to help them out and bring them on to the next thing. You know, Oswaldo's been doing the radio for, what is it, 15 years now?
Is that 13 or 15? Maybe 15 by now, yeah.
Yeah, it's been at least 13. I know yeah. this program alone has been going on for 15 years.
Yeah.
He's been doing it by himself for 13. So, mm-hmm. You know, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So I know you're going to start us off with a little bit of music today. It looks like you're, what, looking at soft serve?
Yeah.
Some ice cream for this rainy weather?
I just looked. I have a vast library behind the host chair here, and so I'm going to play Soft Serve. They're actually a local band, and so if you like them, yeah, check them out.
Yeah, let's check them out. What song are you putting on, number one?
Yeah, the first one.
The Family Tree. All right, yeah, let's take a listen to that, John.
Thank you. lonely, I know. Found blood, I found passion, was seeping out from the corners of my soul. I don't need no, no, no sympathy, but peace of mind's getting hard to find. I don't need no, no, no sympathy. Feeling down and out.
chance to find peace. You don't need a daughter or a diamond ring. You just need to love somebody and hold on to that precious thing. Oh, you're stressing for no reason and you're gonna work it out. Oh, you're stressing for no reason and you're gonna work it out. Oh, you're stressing for no reason and you're gonna work it out.
Become a part of a movement to think beyond conventional boundaries. The third annual AUS Humanities and Social Sciences Conference, happening on January 16th, invites all undergraduate students to submit their research related to this year's theme of innovation. At this year's conference, you will be inspired by your fellow students' presentations and ideas. Applications are being accepted until December 16th. For more information, please visit the events on the AUS Facebook page. Christine, I work in the music department.
Hi, my name is Natalie, the new media coordinator.
Hey, it's Rohit Joseph, sponsorship coordinator.
Hi, this is Yusi, and I'm the outreach coordinator.
This is Brenda, host of Peanut Butter and Jams on Thursdays.
Nasher, the ad coordinator at CITR.
My name is Robin Ellum, I'm the program manager.
Hi, I'm Eric Coates, the student music executive.
This is Costa, the news director.
Hey, it's John, the production coordinator.
Hey, this is Josh, I'm the digital submissions coordinator.
I'm Nellie, host of The Cat's Pajams.
This is Matt Granlund from Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show.
My name is Hugo, I'm the volunteer manager.
Hey, I'm Jane, I'm the volunteer coordinator.
Hey, it's Sarah Corden-Lee from the CITR Music Department.
This is Eleanor Waring, president of CITR Student Executive. From all of us at CITR, we would like to acknowledge and thank everyone who donated to this year's fund drive. With the help of listeners like you, we raised over $38,000. For this incredible generosity, we would like to say thank you.
Thanks, you. Thank you for donating to Fund Drive.
Thank you very much for your support. We love you guys. Take it easy.
Thank you so much for donating to Fund Drive.
Thank you. Your donation makes such a huge difference.
Thank you so much for all your donations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you all so much for your support.
Thank you very much to everybody that donated for Fund Drive.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you for supporting this year's Fund Drive.
Thanks, guys, for volunteering and donating.
Thank you so much for donating to CITR's Fund Drive this year. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Of mine.
shout out from rooftops in small towns. We swoon and we sway, we make our way home. All this love, it won't leave me alone. Strange things have happened to me.
All right, welcome back. We were listening to Self Serve at the top of the show. That was Family Trees and Sons on Your Side from the Soft Serve album. After that, we listened to some Giraffe Aftermath, some Find Some and Work It Out. They are some local reggae guys. A lot of fun. Go definitely check them out. And then we listened to a little bit of White Horse right before and after the commercial break with Baby What's and Wrong. So I just want to let you guys know that you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. I got that. And now we are going to be playing a little bit of Buzzcocks all the way from, well, Oswaldo sent them to us. So we're going to take a listen to them. And after that, we will be back with some local artists now. And we're really looking forward to interviewing them. So until then.
Shindig, CITR's annual band competition, is in its 30th year promoting new, local bands and providing great prizes. Shindig happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings Street. So come check out the talent while they compete to win studio time, features in Discorder magazine, buttons, merch, and more. Enjoy locally made beer, pool, and CITR DJs spinning after the bands.
It was
Shindig Night 8 is happening this Tuesday, December 8th, featuring Francesca Belcourt, Branza, and At Sea. Cover is $6 at the door and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
Hold my breath and fly away to what I
love. Hi, my name's Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, anytime I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
Hello. We're back in studio live. We have a local goth metal band. I guess I don't know the genre, but Doom and Gloom. So in the studio I have Jack Hallows and Spades Symmetry. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
So it's great to have you in the studio today to play, entertain us with some of your music. But before that, maybe we can just learn some more about your music.
Sure. What do you want to know?
Where did you guys form your band? And just go into like. Tell me where you're from.
Well, you guys are local bands, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Of sorts.
So how did you guys get together? You guys doing other projects and kind of jammed one night? Or what's the story with that?
Yeah.
Drinking.
How many pretty good projects band. Go?
Jack and I kind of hit it off first time we met. And we became fast friends, and I knew that Jack already played music, but one day he just asked me, "Hey, dude, you wanna play in the band?" And yeah, we just kind of went from there. At that point, the project was called Drugs, 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 which was short but sweet, and yeah, from there we just decided to take it in a new direction, and definitely going to be having a much gothier sound as time progresses.
Definitely.
Man, a few words.
A much better stage show as well.
Yes, definitely.
Right on, right on. I see you guys got a couple guitars.
Looks like we're going
to like to call them that. We'll have a one anyway.
Well, it looks like you got one traveling guitar, so that's always cool.
Yeah.
It's handy. It's handy. Do you guys want to play a song or? Well, we'll play a song in a little bit. Okay. Why don't we talk a little bit about that song? What song are you guys going to be playing?
We're going to be playing an acoustic rendition of our song Halloween, which is off of our debut EP, also titled Halloween, which is available for free on Bandcamp. And it's going to be a little bit of a different sound of it because don't have electric guitars and drums.
So if you guys want, or if anybody out there wants this song, go on to Doom and Gloom on Bandcamp and they can download it for free.
Yep.
Or by donation if you feel so bold.
That's always nice. We got to support our local artists. Awesome, awesome. So what year did you guys form? Sorry, I don't know if you guys said that. I was got preoccupied with the PSA announcement.
We formed this summer, like in the just in the aftermath of Drugs, 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 because we had a lot of dark songs and then wanted to build it into a more cohesive direction.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And yeah, it's just been an evolution.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Do you guys are you guys going to be playing any shows recently or coming up? Or
we're going to be playing a theatrical event called Twisted Valentines, which is on February 6th, I believe.
February 6th.
And yeah, there's more information about that that will be posted on our Facebook page, and it's going to be pretty cool. There's going to be like costumes and weird avant-garde stuff on stage, and
yeah,
we'll be playing plugged in for that one.
It'll be pretty interesting too, because we'll be blending, I believe it's an opera number. We actually have a opera performer who's going to be doing that, combined with the our gothy
music
with just a touch of punk as well. And as Jack said, we're going to be having all the theatrics. And I actually, for Doom and Gloom, I also add a sideshow and freak show sort of element to it.
Oh, excellent.
Which also includes fire.
It does.
Is this an outdoor event or an indoor event?
It can actually be both. A lot of people think that outdoor is best, but with all the drafts and everything, indoor is actually... is actually pretty good. And I also do like street jacket escapes and put things in my face that shouldn't be in faces.
All right. Are you ever doing like the Parade of Lost Souls and that type of stuff?
I actually, I was invited a couple years now. Perhaps next year it would be definitely looking to really expand on that whole performing element. But I've been doing it for... oh, geez, about 4 or 5 years now. So
4 or 5 years.
Yeah, definitely going to be expanding into new avenues and
much more twisted things.
Yes, that's definitely.
Awesome. So you'll definitely want to catch the live shows.
Oh, absolutely.
I can't wait to see that. I know Vancouver, we have a another band that does all that type of stuff, and it's always fun, and their shows are always sold out. So,
yeah.
You know, this is awesome that we have more people coming out and doing these types of stuff, because... yeah, people like that type of stuff. You know, I have a booth at the flea market that I do Saturday and Sundays, and we have regulars that come in, and that's like they're specifically looking for that type of genre of like the gore and the death and like sword swallowing, like any sort of things that you kind of see in a freak show. And I was kind of shocked that there's so many fans out there that like this. So,
Well, I think that the theatric element is definitely something that's neglected by a lot of different bands, especially nowadays. I mean, back in the 80s and that sort of thing, it was, you know, they catered to that with the whole shock rock and that sort of thing and punk, but nowadays it's not really touched on so much. It's more how's the sound, how's the technicality. So we hope to kind of revive that a little bit with Doom and Gloom.
Yeah, we're not like the indie hipster kind of music
or super technical like metal or anything like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
well, that's cool. In the background we're listening to the Music of Decline with the Godspot album. Let's listen to song number 2, and then after that we'll come back with Doom and Gloom. And yeah, they're gonna... you guys want to do a live performance after that?
Yeah, can't wait.
Good. Awesome. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you in just a little bit.
Because Y me acordé de ti, segundo día de octubre, por la madrugada. Y me acordé de ti, al ver salir la luna, con pasamontañas. Y me acordé de ti, al estrechar tu mano, de artesano sagrado mexicano. Y me acordé de ti, hoy 12 de octubre, con algo de Galeano que leí por ahí. Estamos recobrando tu memoria, estamos rescatando lo sagrado, estamos para hacer historia. El pueblo mexicano ha despertado, sí, estamos enlazando tradiciones en la conciencia de todos los hombres. Es tiempo de seguir a las mujeres y mantener las raíces fuertes, sí. Y aquí estamos acordándonos de ti. Y nueva semilla, somos el pueblo del maíz, preparando tierra fértil para ti. Y nueva semilla, somos el pueblo del maíz. Ah. Chavos con credencial en mano. Y me acordé de ti, marchando por las calles el primero de mayo. Y me acordé de ti, al volar sobre tus selvas y tus mares, tus desiertos y montañas. Y me acordé de ti, hoy, aquí y ahora, sembrando la semilla en la canción revolucionaria que es para ti. Hoy, hoy, estamos recobrando tu memoria, estamos rescatando lo sagrado, estamos para hacer historia. El pueblo mexicano ha despertado, sí, estamos enlazando tradiciones en la conciencia de todos los hombres. Es tiempo de seguir a las mujeres y mantener las raíces fuertes, sí, y aquí estamos acordándonos de ti. Y nueva semilla, somos el pueblo del maíz, preparando tierra fértil para ti. Y nueva semilla, somos el pueblo del maíz. Ah, del maíz, del maíz. Escucha lo que somos del maíz, del maíz, que sin maíz no hay país, del maíz.
somos del maíz, del maíz, mexicanos por orgullo del maíz, del maíz, Latinoamérica despierta del maíz, del maíz, que sin maíz no hay país, del maíz, del maíz.
All right, welcome back to the Morning After Show. That was an awesome band from Chiapa. I'm not going to try and pronounce it because I can't do it justice. I don't speak Spanish all that well, or read it for that matter. But Chiapa is listening, so we want to say hello to Chiapa, as well as a lot of our friends. Cheryl Rose from the Haley Rose Foundation, Oswaldo and Rachel down in England, Bernadette down in Yale Town. Welcome, everybody. We are sitting here with Doom and Gloom, and we're going to do an on... in the studio song, and this song is called Halloween.
Always our morning children are dying, we're haunted every single day. People keep killing, bodies are stacking, it's a damn bloodbath every single day. Here it's Halloween every single day. A gruesome hell on earth that won't go away. It's Halloween every single day. A gruesome hell on earth that won't go away. Deceiving everyone's trick, and they're wearing masks every single day. Evil is rising, heretics are burning, it's a damn bloodbath every single day. It's Halloween every single day. A gruesome hell on earth that won't go away. It's Halloween every single day. A gruesome hell on earth that won't go away.
That song was Halloween.
Correct.
In the background now, we're listening to a Joy Division cover.
Yes, Dead Souls, if you're familiar.
That's awesome, guys. That's awesome. So, yeah, let's take a listen.
Prayer.
Hi, my name's Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, any time I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
Welcome back to CITR, the Morning After Show. Thank you for listening, everyone. We still have some more show or some more music going on as well. We are still here with Doom and Gloom. So, yes, stay tuned. But we'd also like to say hi to Dawn and the crew of makeup and hair from the show Lucifer. It's a TV show that's currently being filmed in Vancouver right now. So we did want to say hello to all of them. We know you are listening, and we do love you. So, yeah, thanks a lot, guys, and yeah, enjoy our next song. This song, I'm going to play a little Beatles right now, simply because it's been 35...
Before
35 years ago today that John Lennon passed away. So, 1980. And, John's just whispering something in my ear. So, hey, John, here's the mic.
Thank you, Jordan. Before we go to the song to recognize John Lennon, you have a show coming up at Music Madhouse Records.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yes. Yeah, that's on Sunday, December the 13th. And what time are you guys on stage at?
We're on a little bit earlier, I believe 1 p.m. Yeah.
And Music Madhouse Records, it's on
Erickson Drive. Right by
Lowheed Sky.
Yeah, the Lowheed Sky
train station. The towers. Yeah. It's on the bottom of one of those towers. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. So we'll have a good show. I'll be there and taking photos and stuff. So. I invite everybody else to come by. It's a show by donation. So, great. Okay, Jordan.
Bring something for little Timmy.
Yeah, that's right. Great.
Yeah, tis the season. We will be talking about a couple shows in just a little bit. Tis the season to be giving and for donations and all that type of stuff. So we'll get back to you in just a little bit with that show and a lot more of the fundraisers that are happening around town right now.
We'll be right back.
Oh, I love that song so much. I think all of us were sitting there singing this in the studio. Anyways, that's pretty much our time for today. Before I go, I just wanted to talk about a couple things that are happening this weekend. If you want to check out the West Coast Spliff's official grand opening, the Haley Rose Foundation will be there. They are raising money I'm a little tongue-tied right now. The Haley Rose Foundation is there. We'll be launching our brand new cream with a Captain Dave called Blue Angel, and part of the proceeds will be going to help out a special young little girl, but the proceeds are being raised for the Haley Rose Foundation so that they can continue to help out sick children and their families. And that's really, really important because a lot of times the families really always get left behind. So come on down. That's at 2530 East Hastings in Vancouver there. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on. We got a lot of raffle prizes. We're going to be doing the world meditation thing happening that day as well. We're going to be trying to look for $13,000 to help out a lot of, unfortunate people in, Nicaragua, that are living in the slums right now. So, if you're around, go check that out. That's going to be an all day thing. We're going to start out off around 1 o'clock and it's going to go right till about 7 or 9 o'clock. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. We've got a ton of entertainment lined up for that, so check that out. That is free entry, but it is all going to a good cause to help, like I said, sick children and their families. As well on the Sun coming Sunday, we have Music for a Miracle, which is a very sad little thing. Little Jirel Squibble, he's 4 years old and he has 4 stages of cancer. So the family needs to send him down to Michigan to try out a trial pharmaceutical. And yeah, it's really, really hard on the family. So the whole community has come out. There was 80 tickets. We just officially sold out today, but that's okay. If you want to still donate, we can do that. You can do that online at, just give me 1 second. I wasn't ready for this. How you guys doing? Why don't you guys talk for 1 second for me?
Alrighty.
Okay, sorry, there it is. It's
short but sweet.
There it is. If you guys go to musicformiracle.eventbrite.ca, you'll be able to make an online donation there. So, anything else you guys have that you'd like to contribute right now before we shut her down? And we got the next DJ coming in right now. So, and you can announce her, John. It's fine.
Just again, we wanted to remind people about February 6th, Twisted Valentine.
It's pretty exciting stuff. As we mentioned, we like to include a sideshow and freak show element by yours truly. And I'm definitely going to be including some of that with the other exciting theatrics at the event. So hope to see you
definitely
there.
Definitely not one to miss.
Yeah, what is it that you actually do with your theatrics?
I specialize in fire eating and fire manipulation, but I've branched out into straitjacket escapes. I pull things through my face. I do human blockhead, which involves traditionally a nail and a hammer.
Oh my goodness.
And some pain-based stuff as well, so, you know.
So you'll have to come out to the show on Sunday, December 13th at Music Madhouse Records.
Yes.
Google that. Well, I don't have the exact address, but yeah.
Anyways, it's in Burnaby.
thank you, Jordan, for...
Hey, it's a team effort here,
yeah,
Johnny.
We're
almost on about there. Trying to find the bands and get everything
sorted
out.
Thank you. And I guess tune in to next week's show. I have another live music guest. They're called Combine the Victorious. So
yeah,
you'll have to tune in to see and hear the music. Anyways, thank you for listening to our show today. And the next show is Shay's show called Shine On.
Shine on.